The only way they could explain things is to say the material causes me to see things. And then there was no explanation required when you assume it is that what you see. For example, there were people who have seen the balloons. They call it balloons. They have seen it. That happens to hovers around them and then sometimes just simply whisked away or just simply disappeared. This kind of vision, they used to say, it is the cause of another mitteung or his trying the person to show him how powerful he is. That's all their explanation it was. There was no further explanation required. And there were those who have said from the way past that people have seen the human skeleton that travel within the atmosphere, and it speaks to them. Sometimes they even catch it caught in a tree, and sometimes they are, by custom, they were told, every generation that lived, they were told to always release this skeleton if it gets stuck. Otherwise, something will happen to you. And then to do the right thing, you have to release it because it has to go, it has to be on. And sometimes those who actually saw it, they said it has the power to predict your fortune. So many people then, at that time period, did see and asked the question to this such thing. And it was always accurately happened what it has been predicted to them. So that's one of the beliefs that they had acquired, have experienced in their life, with no explanation. Why such thing appear? What is it? They never ask. They never examine it. They just believe that this is one of the things that unexplained. And then there was another type of thing that happens amongst them is people who used to hear things. There were many people who hear things. Some of them describe it, some of them cannot describe it. There are many persons who have said they hear a human voice which always travels from the northwest in the James Bay area, James Bay Luna. So they said always the first, what they experience is first, it's a fear all of a sudden. And it always hit them from the northwest, no matter where they are. And then when they feel this fear, they always expect it, that something is going to come, whatever that is. And it is the voice of a human, which has a horrible sound, very fearsome sound, or terrible sound, in which a human voice cannot create. And it carries the fear with it. It drives right down to your being, deep down into your spine, makes you shiver and cold and weak. And this is what they experience. And they say this voice that has a human voice which seems to speak but doesn't make any sense, do not understand it. Usually they hear it in a distance. And then after that they hear it, shall we say, 45 degree angle from where they hear it first. First they hear it at the horizon, and then 45 degree angle is when they hear it clearly, it's a human voice. And it's fast, very fast. And by the time it gets to the zenith, right to the top, and that's when many people lost conscious, or maybe you're just simply weak, and the voice would just go by. Whether they see it or not, sometimes many people don't see it, but they just hear it up there. They cannot see anything. And when it passes and it goes to another 45 degree to the southeast, sometimes by that time you have gone over the most weakest of your body.